money by spending money.
Whitley, you don't have a job.
I know, Kimberly. But listen to this. I was bouncing my checkbook the other day, and I found $500 extra. Don't ask me where it came from, but all of a sudden, there was this cash with no purpose at all. It was fate.
No, it was your rent.
My turn to pay rent this month.
Why don't you just return the briefcase?
Final sale, Kimberly.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's Jillie's. Act like it's yours.
No, I will not.
You tell her what you did.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Believe me.
No, ladies, how you doing?
Hi. Well, hello, Mr. Gaines.
Oh.
What is the catch of the day?
Me.
Hi, JV. How you be?
Just fine, Whitley. Actually, I have a romantic evening planned with Gary tonight at the racetrack.
Ooh, la la. Perhaps you'd like to place a wee little wager for me.
Well, sure. Favorite or long shot?
What's the longest shot they got?
What happened, Whitley?
Well, why don't you just take these $2 and parlay it into the rent money?
What did I do to deserve you? I pray, I lit a candle. Whitley, I even said 22 Hail Marys. Child, I ain't even Catholic. Oh, Lord, why are you testing me?
Well, this is not a test, but you are going to get an eviction notice.
Oh, gosh.
Mr. Gaines, you wouldn't evict us.
No, no, you know, you're all my favorites. But now, Velma, don't play that.
Lisa, don't worry, honey. My daddy's sending me my tuition check any day now.
Whitley, if you spend your tuition check for your rent, what are you going to do for your tuition?
Yes, what are you going to do for your tuition?
I'll cross that debt when I get to it.
You know, there is a segment of the population that solves its monetary problems in a most peculiar way. They work.
Oh, please. If it isn't Ron Don King Johnson, me or this pay party is getting more promotion than the Holyfield Foreman fight.
250 people paying $5 per head? I'm gonna be rolling in dough. And this is a Ron Johnson event. Mm-hmm. I will be serving Chexy Mixy.
Spending the big bucks. Does BET know about this event?
They will in a minute.
Hey, oh, that's happening.
All right.
Have you seen Terrence?
No, I haven't seen him.
Well, he should have been back from Washington by now.
What's he doing in Washington?
Probably playing Nintendo with the vice president.
That's pretty good, Walter. No. I financed a weekend field trip for him to visit the Smithsonian.
Oh, that's great. I love the Smithsonian. You just can't learn enough about Mamie Eisenhower.
Yeah, right. Yo, my brother, don't put the blame on me.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Hey, there you are. Well, I've been looking for you. All right. How was the trip, huh?
Oh, it was great. I met these three guys from Howard, and they took me to a rally.
Yeah, that's great. But what about the Smithsonian?
Oh, see, we drove by there on our way to the rally, which was incredible. Let me tell you, truly enlightening.
Wait. Terrence. I paid for that trip so that you could be enlightened by the Smithsonian.
Dad, I've decided to surrender to the will of Allah.
Say what?
I've become a Muslim.
Apple is right next door. Catchy, isn't it? I love a good dirge. Well, let's begin by showing you our crematorium. Around here, we refer to it as copping some rays. It's our pride and joy.
Well, it's fascinating, but Mr. Ludlow, I really have to be somewhere else right now. It's just sort of that...
Oh, I like you, Whitley. You're so full of life. I admire that in the living. Well, I hope you'll consider this position, but if not, I'll be seeing you.
I think that anything Terrence feels this strongly about deserves more time than he's given it. You don't become a Muslim over one weekend.
Hey, I've done some crazy thing in my life, man. I went from being a blonde to a brunette to a redhead to wearing a Jerry curl all in the same day, man. Look, if Terrence wants to explore some different religions, I think it's okay.
Hey, look, I respect the Muslim faith. You know, they've done a lot to elevate the black community. But Terrence has a bad habit of becoming completely absorbed in something one day, and the next day he's forgotten all about it.
Well, now that reminds me of myself. Except in my case, it's old age.
Oh, Colonel, man, if he doesn't have the discipline to be a Muslim, he's gonna find out soon enough. Mm-hmm. Trust me, if the daily prayers don't do him in, celibacy gonna kill the brother.
Dad? Walter?
How you doing?
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, right. I'll catch you later.
Sit on down. Come on, sit down.
Oh, okay.
Now, you look a little tired. What's the matter? Those sunrise prayers getting to you?
Hmm? Yeah, how'd you know?
Well, believe it or not, I know a little bit about that Muslim faith.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, until this weekend, I didn't even realize I was insufficiently black.
Insufficiently black?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At the rally, they said, we need to assume political and cultural leadership of the earth by boycotting the white man, our oppressors.
Mm-hmm. Does this mean that you're going to disassociate yourself from your white oppressor of a mother?
Oh, no. I don't think so. I'll still visit her at Christmas.
Uh-huh, but as a Muslim, you don't celebrate Christmas.
Oh, yeah, you're right, I don't.
Son, look, I have nothing against you exploring different ideologies. But do you really know what being a Muslim is?
Oh, sure. You have to follow the three pillars of Islam.
There are five pillars of Islam.
You're right. I was thinking of the three articles of faith.
There are five articles of faith. And as a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, pork is restricted from the Muslim diet. So if you don't mind, I'll just take this bacon.
Oh, hey, no bacon?
No bacon. Mm-mm.
Walter, I needed 100 more flyers, all right? Now make sure you get them to me.
Come in. Hey, baby, how was the interview?
Deadly.
Oh. Didn't get the job?
I got an offer.
Oh, no, I can't see you working in the rest in peace mortuary.
That makes two of us.
My uncle owns a funeral parlor. There are big bucks in bereavement. Of course, not as big as the bucks that I'm gonna make on this party Friday night.
What, are those pay parties really profitable?
Oh, affirmative. Especially since it's a Ron Johnson freaky deaky fun fest.
Wait a minute, man. Corn nuts and some warm Gatorade is not a freaky deaky fun fest.
I have you know, I'm serving coolers this year.
You need more than coolers, Ron. You need me. Galas by Gilbert. Uh-huh. I've given swim parties, cocktail parties, tea parties, boku parties. I was weaned on them.
Well, look here, weaning. I'm strictly solo.
Come on, Ron. Look, with my expertise in superlative soirees, I am sure to double our money.
Wait a minute, Whitley, you don't have a single. How are you going to double it?
I got money. My daddy.
Wait, that money is for your tuition. You've already spent some on your rent.
It's called an investment, Dwayne. If I go in on this party with Ron, I can make money with that money.
Exactly. How much money are we talking about here?
Enough to make it worth your while.
Hey, baby, the only thing he's gonna make is a mess. which he will be cleaning up by himself.
Hold it. You think a man of my financial savvy would allow Whitley to invest in something that wasn't surefire?
Last time I heard Brother say surefire, he was talking about a beef jerky franchise.
House of Jerks? That was gold mine. Like our party, right, partner?
Right, partner. You won't be sorry, Ron. I'm sure to double our money.
Or double your trouble.
This is the Biltmore. The Biltmore warehouse.
Hi, Delisa. That'd be $8.99, please.
Can you cover me, baby? I seem to have left my money at the bank.
Well, I seem to be leaving you at the door. Go.
You throw one mean party.
You mean we throw a mean party, partner?
Hey, I gotta admit, I was wrong. This party is jammed. So, well, we're gonna have to jam it in a can. We've gotta be out of here by 1:30.
Not to worry, partner. When I saw that people were still paying to get in at midnight, I called the owner myself and asked for a few more hours.
Ooh, I like that. Brains and booty.
I'm rich again. I should do this as a career. Dallas by Gilbert. When cocktail weenies just won't dig.
You know, if we did this every week, hello, Fortune 500.
I could afford my bi-monthly herbal rats again.
I could get a drum synthesizer and a sapphire pinky ring.
Excuse me, Harry, Leona. We have a visitor, fire marshal.
Oh, yo, bro, we are burning down the house.
Yeah. You got some party going on here, man.
Yes, officer. I mean, your marshalness. This is the hottest party in town.
But we do have a special for civil servants. You get in for a half price.
Did you happen to see this sign up here? Maximum capacity, 150 persons.
Well, as you can see, maximum capacity far beyond that.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what's that?
You're in violation of Code App 1700.4.1, Section B.
What?
Fine. For $1,000.
$1,000? Mr. Marshall, how does a small contribution to the fireman's fund, how does that sound to you?
Sounds like 90 days in jail. All right, everybody, clear the premises. Got to go, gotta go.
The party's over?
So is my education.
Hey, Jaleesa. Hey, baby.
What's up? What y'all doing?
Oh.
How about lunch at the Pippin?
How about breakfast at Tiffany's?
Why you got your jewelry laying out?
I was looking for something to wear to a party I'm going to later.
No, she's looking for something to hock so she can pay her tuition.
Thank you, Jaleesa.
Well, how about this?
Oh, my grandmama's hatpin? No, I can't sell this.
All right, well, how about these?
Great-granddaddy's cufflinks. Have you no heart?
Have you any money?
The pocket watch and the pearls.
There you go.
Whitley, how can you hawk your family heirlooms?
I have to. I don't have any tuition money.
Yeah, but this jewelry means so much to you.
Yeah, well, so does a diploma.
Jaleesa's right. I tell my daddy that I gambled all my money away, he'll kill me. Twain, why don't you try to stop me?
We're good as an umbrella in a typhoon.
Don't do anything. I got some errands to run, and I want you to meet me in the pit in an hour. Come on, baby, cheer up. We'll take care of it.
He is so wonderful. Now I don't have to worry about anything.
You know, Dwayne's gonna get tired of bailing you out all the time.
No, he won't, Jaleesa. He loves me.
Yeah, sure, he loves you now, but sooner or later, he might not like you.
I got some bad news. Somebody broke into our apartment and they trashed the place.
Yeah.
And they stole your computer.
What?
Dwayne's computer is gone and the place is a mess.
Oh, Ron, you scared the living daylights out of me, man.
Did you hear me right? They stole your computer. Your baby, Poindexter?
Poindexter, honey, I know how much that computer meant to
Wait
you.
A minute. Everybody just relax. I took the computer.
You took it?
Why?
I sold it back to the store where I got it.
What in the hell did you do that for?
I got your tuition money.
What's that?
Oh, you feeling all right?
I can't take that, Dwayne.
Are you feeling all right?
This is for you, Whitley.
I already have the money. I hocked my granddaddy's pocket watch and my pearl.
I told you not to do anything. Whitley, take this money. Go down there and get your jewelry back before somebody else gets it.
I can't believe you love me that much.
Oh, baby. It makes two of us.
Hey, Dad. Hey, there you are.
Sorry I'm late, but I was reading.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I read this when I was about your age. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean it's that old?
Black Muslims in America by C. Eric Lincoln. Yeah.
Well, it is very interesting, Dad.
But now you ought to realize that this isn't the only interpretation of the faith. You should read some Malcolm X.
Oh, I know, Dad. I haven't even started to read the copy of the Quran you gave me. You know, maybe they have that out on tape. That way I can listen to it while I'm jogging.
You say this is becoming too much of a commitment for you?
Oh, no, no. There's just so much I don't know.
You're really serious about this, aren't you?
Very.
Proud of you, son.
Thanks, Dad. Now, which sounds better? Muhammad Abdul Taylor or Terrence X?
Hi. I've been waiting for you.
Yes, and you got your jewelry back?
No, I did not.
What happened? Oh, no, the store was closed.
I don't know. I never went.
You never went?
Dwayne, it means a lot that you were trying to help me like that. But it's my responsibility. I should take the loss, not you.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I thought I was talking to Whitley Gilbert. Is Whitley Gilbert?
Don't tease me, Dwayne. I'm trying to be mature.
I know, and it's wonderful. I really wanted to help you, baby.
You always help me. I got to help myself.
Oh, listen to you.
Hey, wait. What happened with the money I gave you for my computer?
Poindexter, Whitley. What did you do?
What I wanted to do.
Oh, baby, thank you.
And now, I'm off to my new job. God, I hate that word. It's never too late for a makeover.
Coming up next, Rebecca's got a case of the Beantown Blues on an all-new episode of Cheers. And Monday night, the Fresh Prince meets up with real royalty in an all-new episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And Golden Girls' Estelle Getty guest stars on an all-new episode of Blossom. All-new comedy, Monday night, only on NBC.